Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following news report. And now, for our 7 o'clock local news. At the press conference earlier this afternoon, Dr. Edgar Wolfe, a renowned physician working at the Lincoln Hospital in downtown, announced that it will be opening the second facility to accommodate the city's growing population. The existing hospital has served the local residents for over 15 years and is known for its experienced physicians and kind staff. According to Dr. Wolfe, the construction for the new location will start next month, and it will be ready to treat patients in about a year. Number 71. Who is Edgar Wolfe? Number 72. What did the Lincoln Hospital announce? Number 73. How long has the Lincoln Hospital been operating? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you looking to change or enhance your career? Do you want to work and enjoy your life too? Then call the Middleton Business Center today. The center offers professional development programs such as public speaking skills, resume writing techniques, and image consulting and more. All our instructors are experts in their field. Our city campus is conveniently located on Raymond Street and easily accessible by bus and train. Courses are offered year-round and registration is easy. Just visit our website at www.middletonct.com to sign up. If you are not sure which class is right for you, please visit us or call us to set up a free no-obligation session with your personal career counselor. Our toll-free number is 1-800-464-2343.
Number 74. What type of class does the center offer? Number 75. What is mentioned about the location of the center? Number 76. What does the speaker say is available at no cost? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following advertisement.
If you are looking for a place for reliable food shopping with reasonable prices, you won't have to go very far, with 15 convenient locations within the Pine City area. There is sure to be one close to your house. We sell a greater variety of products and brands that any of our competitors don't carry. We guarantee that you'll always find what you're exactly looking for. We have daily discounted products and special membership benefits for the first-time users as well as our long-term loyal customers. So, what are you waiting for? Call our toll-free number 1-800-555-0705 to find the store nearest to you.
Number 77. What type of business is being advertised? Number 78. How is the company different from its competitors? Number 79. Why does the woman say,
"What are you waiting for?"
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Thank you for attending today's department meeting. As the Director of New Product Development Team, I am pleased to announce that our new line of fax machine, MX5000, has successfully passed the quality control test and is now ready for the market. Our new product team worked really hard to develop this new type of machine that has the functions of fax, printer, and scanner. We're confident that this product will rewrite the history of electronics market. Now, our market director, Sean Taylor, will explain how he's going to launch MX5000. He has put together an impressive advertising campaign and will explain how he will implement it.
Number 80. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 81. What does the man mean when he says,
"This product will rewrite the history"?
Number 82. What will Sean Taylor discuss? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to present this year's Harbor Cities Awards for Civic Leadership to Melanie Tang. As the Vice President of the Ferguson Accounting Associates, Ms. Tang has been playing a key role in revitalizing our historic downtown city. 20 years ago, the downtown area was deteriorated by reckless development and many historical buildings were disappeared. Since then, Ms. Tang worked closely with the City Planning Committee and local historical societies to restore the beauty of the downtown area. She initiated many projects, and some of these projects were well known to city residents, including the restoration of Buswell Mansions and the cleaning of West River Park. Let's give a big hand to Ms. Tang, who has worked tirelessly to revitalize our city. Number 83. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 84. Who is Ms. Tang? Number 85. What does the speaker say about the downtown area? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Before we end today's meeting, I would like to give you an update on our employee health campaign. We have just completed the first month of our new Making Your Way to Fitness competition. All the participating departments did a great job of discouraging smoking habits and encouraging exercising regimens in their departments. Each point you make for not smoking one day or walking 1 mile a day will be added to your department's health scores, and the winning team will receive gift certificates for local stores, and also one MVP member will receive 1 week vacation time. So keep up the good work. Remember, you can still participate in this competition by registering online at the Employees Competition Corner.
Number 86. What is the subject of the talk? Number 87. How can you add points? Number 88. What will the winning team receive? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following recorded message.
Hi, Mr. Gerald. This is Donald Welch from the Sydney office. I'm calling to confirm your attendance at the board meeting here in March. The meeting is set for March 2nd to avoid holidays of different international offices. Last week, your assistant said you weren't sure if you could attend. Has your schedule been finalized? We could plan a conference call with you if you cannot make it to the scheduled date. As you know, this annual meeting among different international branch managers provides an opportunity to unify our management policy for the future business expansion. I will send you an email message with the meeting agenda. I will also send the possible meeting times for the conference call, just in case. I hope to hear back from you soon.
Number 89. What is the purpose of this message? Number 90. What did Mr. Gerald's assistant tell Mr. Welch? Number 91. What does the man mean when he says,
"Just in case"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement. Welcome to our 10th Annual International Banking Convention. This year, we have more than 800 participants from over 40 countries to share their secrets of managing corporates and private clients. Over the next 3 days, we will have lectures, demonstrations, and interviews conducted by renowned experts in banking industry. And this year, we have something new. All programs and schedules of the conference can be checked electronically in any place of the conference location. You can use your own computer by using wireless internet, or you can use the computer set up in the main hall. Now I would like to introduce our first guest speaker, Bernardo Luna, the president of Deutsche Bank. Number 92. What kind of event are the listeners attending? Number 93. According to the speaker, what will be different from last year? Number 94. What will the listeners probably do next? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and map.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now approaching the Museum of Fine Art. We will be here for about 3 hours. During your time here, I strongly suggest everyone visit the Greek pottery floor and recently acquired pictures of 19th century Impressionism. Cassette players for self-guided tours may be rented at the information desk. For your convenience, there is a gift shop to the left of the lobby and a cafeteria on the lower level. Don't forget to gather at the main entrance for our 3 o'clock departure. Now you can enjoy your time at this great museum. Please watch your step when you get off the bus.
Number 95. Who probably is the speaker? Number 96. What are the listeners encouraged to see? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Where should listeners meet at 3 o'clock? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and list.
Hello, this message is for Chris Mitchell. My name is Stella Carlson from Carlson Catering, and I'm calling to double-check your order for your department's picnic on September 15th. Also, you have mentioned, because of unexpected guests, you wanted to increase the number of BLT sandwiches by 5, and I've notified our chef about it. However, we haven't received the details on what kind of drinks you want for the event. We have sodas, juices, teas, and coffees available in both iced and hot. Of course, for the outdoor event, cold drinks are preferred, but you could have them in hot if you want. Why don't you visit our online shop at www.cartonfood.com to find details of our menu selections and give me a call back. We're open until 6 p.m. today. Thank you.
Number 98. Why is the woman calling? Number 99. Look at the graphic. What quantity on the original order form is no longer accurate? Number 100. What is the listener asked to do?